Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is... In today's episode, we welcome to the show the first SEC-qualified wine and spirits investing platform and the only way to buy shares of curated fine wine collections. It is Vint, V-I-N-T. To start, we ask Nick, co-founder and CEO of Vint, what is your history and why did you start Vint?
I went to University of Virginia, studied financial economics. I worked in the investment world, and that is how I looked at wine as an asset class. I thought it was really interesting, strong returns, not really correlated to other assets, but it was a really inefficient market. When we looked to invest in this industry, basically the process was send some guy in the UK, $25,000, and then you would get a list of wines 3 weeks later. We thought that was really opaque, inefficient, and exclusive. So that's why we created Vint, allowing people to really transparently, efficiently invest in collections of fine wine and spirits through an SEC-qualified platform.
The SEC is... not the Southeast Conference, but Securities and Exchange Commission. It was started in 1929 after the Wall Street crash of 1929. The primary purpose of the SEC is to enforce the law against market manipulation. So getting the green light from the SEC, that had to take a long time.
Yes, that took 8 months. That was a lengthy process. However, it built a foundation for us to grow and scale rapidly. We think that's one of our differentiators, is doing things the right way, the thorough way, the detailed way, and being transparent with how we do them. So that was a big hurdle. But after that, we launched our first collection. It was a $46,000 California collection, sold out in under an hour. So once the qualification came, we were off to a quick start.
An impressive start. I'd like to bring in Billy, who is head of wine at Vint. Finding good energy in employees is very difficult to do. Nick, can you tell me how that kind of process, how you brought Billy into the fold as head of wine?
Yeah, so you talk about energy. I think there must have been really good energy on the first call that Billy and I had together. So I found him online, and I was just looking for a wine writer to be the kind of content creator, to partner with Patrick, who's my co-founder and CTO, and I, to complete the team. And it was going to be on a part-time basis. But after talking with Billy for 30 minutes, he ended up investing in the company and coming on to work with us part-time. So, you know, that energy, I would say, is very rare. And we got super lucky. And being a startup, I think you need all the luck that you can get. So yeah, that's the quick backstory, and basically been off to the races. So Billy's been working with us for almost a year now.
Did you know all that was going on, Billy, when Nick was evaluating you?
Yeah, I mean, I invested after what was supposed to be a brief, or what I was supposed to write a couple articles about, and he didn't realize he was pitching a potential investor and potential employee on the company. So it was serendipitous.
So you turned this unplanned, fortunate discovery into head of wine at Vint. To get there, you had to be qualified. Let's get a little history on your background.
Yeah, so while I was working in digital advertising in New York, watched Somm for about the millionth time, decided just to sign up for the sommelier intro exam, passed that, and also took the certified within 5 months, caught the wine bug, moved to Australia, worked at a winery, worked at Harvest. And since then, I've worked in wine ever since. I worked for a couple of producers. And then Nick found me on my freelance wine writing profile, asked me to join the Vint team.
To find out more about the Vint team, go to vint.co, V-I-N-T.co. Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.